Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Maurer's here. Rick is an 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who taught us you can't just manage change, you have to lead change. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and my favorite, which is my constant lament here in my operation, Why Don't You Want What I Want? That's his other book, and he's our good friend. Rick Maurer, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
And also, to wrap up his and put a bow on his Renaissance Man category that he's in, he's also an awesome trombone player. Rick, thanks again for being here. It's great to have you back. I know one of the things you want to talk about is what we say, the things we say, when we say them, how we say them, and why we say them. How many of us have left an interaction and said, "Darn, I wish I'd said that," or whatever?
Yep.
And we miss those, and we wish we were quicker. We wish we were wittier and smarter or more rapier like. We wish sometimes I wish our tongue was a little. Of course, actually. I probably don't, but anyway, you probably do. What do you think? I rarely say. I wish I had missed that opportunity to whatever. Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I got to stop laughing. For some people, it's like I wish I had said that. For other people, it's I wish I had shut up. And it's the same. It's the same
now,
thing.
Now you're meddling. Now you're meddling a little bit.
Right? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Other people who live far
those,
away from
those guys, them, yes,
do that kind of stuff. But I really started getting interested in that. You know, my whole thing is about how do you build support for change and new projects and all that. Mm-hmm. And I kept seeing not just my clients, but me missing opportunities in meetings that if somebody had just, you know, tap my client on the shoulder and say, "Are you sure you want to say that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you want to stay quiet right now?" They would have known exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a lack of skills, but something happens when we get the motor running and we're now in high gear. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to stop and kind of recalibrate. And that's actually what I've been working on a lot, over the past year is how do you do that? Because I'm finding my clients have a lot of skills. And how to influence people and what you ought to say and when you ought to be quiet. And yet something happens. We get in front of other people and, you know, we either just don't shut up or we don't say the things we ought to be saying. So.
Well, doesn't that ability come with wisdom? I mean, I do think of times when I should have shut up, but I will say those are fewer times than today they were 30 years ago. I think it comes with hopefully, I'd like to think it comes with wisdom. It comes with perspective. It comes with experience. But I wrote something down just now as you were talking
that
a mentor of mine told me a long time ago. Two very important words, and I think about them all the time. He said to me, "Words matter."
Yeah,
when you use the words, but the words you use. How many times have we seen one word or one clause or one phrase or one sentence completely turn something from one direction to the other? It's important, isn't it?
It's extremely important. But what that requires is, as you suggest, it requires wisdom. And some people learn from experiences. Other people keep doing the same stupid thing over and over again.
It's amazing.
I mean,
as flawed as I am right now, people, and I know that's probably hard to fathom, I'm not as flawed as I was a long time ago. I promise you, I have learned. I've learned some things. And you have to do that, right? We're never going to be perfect. But it's not just the words, Rick. It's also the timing, right? I mean, you do need to be prepared for when to say them. And I think that's what leaders do, don't you?
I do. I absolutely do. And one of the big things in being prepared, and it doesn't have to be that hard, is that, you know, you're about to talk to somebody this afternoon, and you go, so how do you think that's going to go? And, oh, man, you know, and you immediately kind of conjure up what that conversation is going to be because you've been there before. And all you have to do is go, is that the way I want it to go? I mean, you have no control on what that stupid Rick Maurer is going to say, but you have a lot of control over what you're going to say. And I find that for myself and with my clients, if I go, all right, so you got this meeting at 1 o'clock, and you've really got to get this point across, are you concerned about anything? Mm-hmm. And just that alone, they'll go, well, yeah. And I go, okay, what's worked before? This is where wisdom comes in. Mm-hmm. And people go, well, you know, what I could do is start off with a question and then leave time for people to answer it.
Boy, what a powerful way to start a discussion that is.
But it isn't even so much that we have a whole toolkit of things to do. We use this wisdom of experience and say, so what's worked before? Mm-hmm. And what do I know that doesn't work when I'm talking to this person or
this
group?
And you're still inside your head now, aren't you? You're still talking to yourself. And I'll tell you, one of the best things that ever happened to me, when I worked for Xerox many decades ago, they taught us, I was just a pup, they taught us how to role play.
Yeah.
And I learned how to role play with a group, and it made me a better salesperson. And by practicing that in my sales career, I would do it because I was selling on the road by myself. I would do that to myself. I'd have the role play inside my head. And now when I think about interviewing Rick Maurer, before I go on the air with you, I say, okay, blessing him, how do you not screw this up? What do you got to do to not screw this up? But I'm making a little bit of a joke, but I do that. I do that before I go on a call. I do that before I have a meeting. I got an important lunch meeting today. And before I go into the meeting, I'm going to stop and say, okay, what do I got to do to not screw this up? What do you think?
I think it's great, and what you've just described is something that can happen really quickly. I mean, it doesn't mean like, well, how am I going to block out an hour to do that? No, it's just stopping and saying. And a number of years ago, I was starting to use theater improvisation stuff in my work with clients, mm-hmm. and I came up with this activity that, and I said, hey, everybody think of something that's really important.
Hey Rick, that's a great thing for us to move on to start with when we come back after the break. This theater improv thing, folks, is and think about that. Think about the role playing. Do it inside your head. Take some time to think about these things, the words and how you present the words before you get there. Right back with Rick Maurer, 20 after. I'm Jim Blessingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.